That's so embarrassing.
I felt so dumb.
Can I just disappear?
Embarrassing Stories Podcast with Leslie and Derek.
Hey everyone, hope you had a fantastic week. Welcome to another episode of Embarrassing Stories with Derek
and Leslie.
This is episode 5, and embarrassment's the name of the game, and boy, do we have some good embarrassing stories for you this episode. So I'm going to go ahead and let Leslie take it away with the first story.
We had our first listener story.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. I was so excited. We've had some since, but Sophie, you're the first. You're awesome, and I'm so excited to share your story.
Thank you, Sophie.
Okay, so she says her most embarrassing moment happened a couple of years ago during her daughter's sports day at primary school, where there was a parent sack race event where she looked forward to competing in and having fun.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I haven't done a sack race in forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me too. Those can be tricky.
Yeah. Super tricky.
I'm interested to hear what happens to Sophie.
Yeah. About halfway through the sack race, she accidentally grabbed onto the side of her long skirt instead of the sack.
Oh, no.
It's a skirt story. So she grabbed onto her skirt instead of the sack, which proceeded to fall down and fully expose her rather skimpy pair of black lace panties. Due to the race and heat of the moment, it took her around 20 seconds to realize what had happened. So she ended up finishing the race with her panties on show in front of around 100 people, absolutely mortified at the time, but now she can laugh about it.
Oh, man, that is so embarrassing.
It was at her daughter's school function, so I assume that there were kids there.
Yeah, I'm sure there were a lot of kids. That's like the worst place for something like that to happen.
That is rough. I've had things happen with my skirt before, and it's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Since having kids, I've started wearing dresses because usually it's them who catch my skirt.
Mm-hmm. That would be tricky. I mean, I've obviously never worn a skirt before, thank goodness, but that would be tricky doing a sack race with a skirt on. So, I mean, I could see how there could be a mix-up like that, you know?
Oh, yeah. That would be easy to do. That sounds so fun, though. I'm about to go do a sack race.
Just don't wear the skirt.
Yeah. I'll learn from Sophie. Thanks again for sharing that with us, Sophie. And if any of you who are listening have a story that you want to send in, please do.
Have some courage like Sophie and share it with us so that we can share it with everyone else.
Yep, exactly. All right, Derek, I think you're up.
Now I'm in the hot seat. Okay, the experience that I'm going to share is one of my own. As I've mentioned in previous episodes, I have such a big list that I could probably share an embarrassing story every episode and have material for a year or more. I just have that many embarrassing stories. There's no shortage to pick from. And for this one, I decided to share a story a few years back that happened when we took our three oldest boys sledding for the first time.
I remember this.
Growing up, sledding was always something I loved to do. I loved to be out in the snow, and we get some really good snow here in Utah. And I always said, when I'm old enough and I have my own kids, I'm going to take them sledding. We're going to go have some fun. And a few years ago when this happened, our oldest son was 5. Our second son was 3, and our youngest son at the time was 1.
And I was pregnant at the time with our 4th.
Yep, she was pregnant with our little girl. And I had no idea where to go sledding because I hadn't been in so long. So I decided to Google it. That's what you do when you don't know what to do. You just Google it. And so I knew there had to be a good place close by. And as I was looking for places to sled close by, I found a place that had really good reviews. And luckily, it was just down the road. It was about a 5-minute drive. So we didn't have sleds. We went to Walmart and we bought some inflatable tube-like things, and these were really cool tubes. One of them was a three-person tube. Another one was like a duo tube, like two people on it. And we thought between those two tubes, we have, you know, enough seats for everybody, and we're all going to just have this awesome, fun time. So we took forever blowing everything up, and then we drove to this place where we were going to sled. And when we first pulled up, I thought, wow, this place looks awesome. There were only a couple of other people there. They had some really good hills. They had some really steep hills, and then they had some that weren't as steep. And so I thought, those ones are perfect because we have little kids. It's going to be their first time. I hadn't been in a while, so I wasn't ready to hit the really steep hills yet.
Yeah.
We offload everything. We go over to the smaller hills, and we're just having a great time. I'm grabbing the three-man tube. I have the two older boys on it with me. We're going down these smaller hills, but we're still having a lot of fun. The boys are laughing. In fact, we even hit one small jump, and it sent all three of us in different directions. And I remember our oldest, he ended up upside down, head first in the snow, and he was kind of freaking out about it.
I was freaking out about it, too, because I couldn't sled because I was pregnant, and I was holding our third son, and I was so stressed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was. Understandably, though, a lot of bad things can happen when you're doing these kind of things. But we were having a blast, and we had been there for about an hour, and I just kept looking over at that steeper hill. And I thought, man, that's a hill that I would have gone down all day when I was younger. I need to hit that hill before we go. And plus, I need to show my boys that their old man is courageous. And I need to show our boys what their old man can do. Impress them and go down a steep hill and hit the nice jump that's at the end.
That's how every man gets in trouble.
That's very true. And if I would have known how much trouble I was going to be in, I would have scratched that idea.
I wish you would have.
But yeah, so we decided it was about time to leave, and we were starting to kind of get things together and get ready to head to the van. And I told Leslie, I said, hey, I'm going to just hurry and go hit that hill real quick. I've got to do it. It was something that was eating at me. And I said, but I want the boys to watch. I want them to see Dad flying off this hill and getting some good air. So I take the double tube and I walk up this hill. And as I get to the top, I'm kind of having second thoughts. I'm like, man, this is pretty steep. This is pretty far down. And that jump is no joke.
Yeah, we live maybe 7 minutes away from a mountain, like the base of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so 5 minutes from where we live, it's really hilly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Plenty of good areas to sled in. But so I'm at the top of this hill. I'm having second thoughts, but I think, no, you know what? I'm up here. My boys are down there. They're watching me. I've got to follow through with this. So I sit on it. I start sliding forward, making sure I'm on target to hit that jump. And I start sledding down really fast. And the other people who were already on the hill when we got there, they were getting ready to go home, but they turned and they're watching too. So they're watching me go down the hill.
Yep.
So I've got a few eyeballs on me and I'm about to hit the jump and I'm kind of excited. And I hit that jump and the tube just goes flying out from under me. And I fly several feet up in the air and several feet forward. And I know right away when I'm in the air that I'm not going to have a good landing. I'm not going to land smooth. I'm not going to land on my feet.
And I'm freaking out on the side.
Mm-hmm. So I know I'm going to land fast and I'm going to land hard. And I land super hard right on my back.
On a bump in the snow.
It was a really hard bump and the path was iced over. So it was pretty much landing on almost solid ice. The weird thing is it didn't hurt when I landed on my back. But I immediately had the wind knocked right out of me. And I was rolling around trying to get just the smallest amount of breath. And I could not get any breath, no matter how much I tried. And I was really starting to freak out. And I was rolling around, I was moaning, and I was trying to breathe in, and I could not breathe any air.
Not so much moaning, more like,
yeah.
And the people at the top of the hill were staring. And talking.
Yeah.
And I remember I asked Derek, I was like, Well, not so much asked. I was just like, oh no, oh no. I'm going to call an ambulance. Hold on, let me call an ambulance. Because he couldn't breathe. I was worried he was paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was trying to talk to me, and it was not coming out coherently.
Yeah, I could not put words together. I couldn't breathe. And I was just like, and
yep.
I was just doing my best.
That's the sound.
Yeah, except a lot worse. Finally, after probably 10 seconds, I was able to say, I'm okay, I'm okay. I knew I hadn't seriously hurt myself. I knew I just knocked the wind out because I've done that before a few other times, except this one was definitely the worst.
Yeah.
And like I knew I hadn't broken my back or broken any bones. And as soon as I could start talking again, I felt a ton better and I was able to get up and we were able to leave. And as we were about to leave, I asked Leslie, did you by chance get that on camera? Because that would have actually made it worth it if I had footage of that so that I could watch it and maybe even submit it to some of these fail videos channels. But she wasn't recording. She had recorded some of our earlier sledding, but she wasn't recording when that happened, unfortunately.
Which recording even earlier was hard enough because I was pregnant, I was freezing, and I had my one-year-old in my arms, and he was cold. And I had held him the whole time that Derek and our two older boys had been sledding. And we were leaving. We were leaving, and he's like, wait, I'm going to go do this hill.
Mm-hmm.
So I had put my phone away and had no camera on.
Yeah. So it definitely wasn't worth it. If she had been recording, I would say it was worth it, even though it wasn't fun and it was a bad experience. It would have been worth it to have the video. But if I had to redo it, I wouldn't do it.
No. And I was mad at him. At first, I was really concerned. And then it was like, I'm so mad at you for putting me through that.
And since that experience, I don't think we've been sledding, have we? In the last few years?
We have on a small hill,
yeah.
I think once. Because we're now extra safe. Because in Utah, every winter, there's really bad sledding accidents that, you know, are all over the news, kids dying or getting paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So no more extreme sledding for me.
No, we're extra careful.
Yeah. But that's the end of that story. I'll flip it over to you, Les, and let's hear what you have.
All right. So when I was in fourth grade, one of my classmates had raised her hand and asked the teacher if she could go to the bathroom. The teacher asked her if she could please wait. She said she could go soon, but she wanted her to hear what she was teaching the whole class.
Because it was more important than using the bathroom.
In the teacher's eyes. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
We had our lunch break coming up, and the teacher had said something like, well, can you hold it for a little while? And she said, yes. But she was a nice girl who, respected the teacher. And she was also shy. So, you know, you don't want to even raise your hand and ask.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ask you to wait. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she said that she could wait. She wasn't supposed to have to wait long. I don't know if the teacher had forgotten or if the teacher had planned on her waiting until lunch. But next thing you know, we're getting in the lunch line and we're standing in line waiting to leave the classroom and somebody says something. And I remember seeing my classmate and she was just shaking.
Oh, man.
Shaking and shaking and shaking. Her whole body was shaking. Kind of like when a 1-year-old or a 2-year-old like clenches their whole body and you see them shake and then mm-hmm. they kind of laugh about it.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, when they're babies, it's cute.
Not so much when they're in fourth grade.
No. When they're in fourth grade, you know something's wrong. So. So she's shaking and shaking, And the teacher kind of looks a little bit panicked, kind of like, oh no, what's going on?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, she stops shaking and she's like, oh, she had peed herself.
Oh no.
Right there in front of the entire class. I mean, it wasn't like, oh crap, I wet myself. A couple kids saw it and people are talking about it. No, the entire class was watching her because she was shaking. And everybody was like, oh no, what's going on? And so I felt so bad. She had wet herself. And it wasn't her fault. She should have been able to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. After that experience, did your teacher tell other people to wait when they had to go to the bathroom? Or
I remember having a sick stomach one day and being told I needed to wait.
Hmm.
And I was like, I don't think that's a good idea.
Unless there's a really good reason to have somebody wait, you shouldn't have them wait to use the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless there's some kind of an emergency. Like when a bathroom issue arises, that takes precedence.
Yeah, let the person go and deal with what's happening.
Yeah. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Especially, like, you don't want to clean that mess up.
Yeah. And the janitors at the school don't want to clean that up either.
Yeah, exactly. I felt really bad. I still do feel bad. I still remember it.
How did the other kids in the class react? Were they laughing or did they tease her about it?
No, they didn't tease her about it. From what I remember, they were shocked first off, and then you could tell they kind of felt bad. I think people laughed, like, after she was able to walk away. But overall, people were just like, oh, no. Kind of like, that could have been me because this teacher makes us wait.
Yeah.
Wait to be able to use the bathroom.
That's good that the classmates didn't make it any more difficult for her. Already
yeah.
In an embarrassing situation like that.
Well, and it's rough because you better believe, like, the rest of the grade, the two other classes, would have known about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody was just heading to lunch. So during lunch and recess, it would have gone around, and I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's not her fault, you know. Ugh.
Those things happen.
I feel for her.
Even all these years later.
Yeah, exactly.
Alrighty, the fourth and final story is mine. Time for the grand finale. So this story...
Why, are my stories not grand?
Oh, they're grand. They definitely are grand. But this one's kind of the whole shebang.
Don't you mean shebang?
Yeah, sure, whatever. This story actually comes from my mom, but I was kind of the one who caused the embarrassment in this story. And I was too young to even know. I was only, I think, about 7 weeks old this time.
Uh-oh.
So I was a little troublemaker before I could even remember. So it was the Sunday before Christmas, and it was my first time going out to church. My mom says, I started out by sleeping through the first meeting. I almost slept all the way through it, but then I woke up and cried throughout the duet. So my mom was singing with another lady, and I woke up during their singing and started crying.
That's embarrassing enough. For me, when you're in a quiet place and you have a kid, like a baby, and they're screaming, you feel all, like, panicked.
Yeah.
And stressed, and it's like, everybody's looking.
Well, that's the
me.
Worst when the environment's quiet and then you have a kid that just starts screaming.
Yep.
So I was that kid, and I started screaming during the duet. So my mom was able to quiet me down while she was singing, and she said she didn't feel too bad because the baby of the other singer was crying louder than I was. So she didn't feel too bad.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
Yeah. After my mom wrapped up the duet, she took me to the bathroom and she fed me for a bit and then I fell asleep. She thought, oh good, I'm safe.
Little did she know.
Little did she know how unsafe she actually was.
Yep.
So I was asleep, my mom felt good, and she took me and my sister into the congregation where my dad was sitting. I was good for a few minutes, and then I started to scream again, so my mom took me back into the bathroom. I must not have wanted her to get any church that day.
Yeah, seriously.
Wonder what my problem was.
Maybe that's why our oldest never let me sit down anywhere.
Could be, just like me. So my dad had my sister, and my mom was with me. She thought nursing me to sleep was the answer. But as soon as she did, she heard a noise, and she realized that I had gone number two.
That always happens during nursing.
Mm-hmm. She said she was so dumb that she should have asked the girl who was also in the restroom to watch me while she ran to get the diaper bag for my dad, who was, you know, in the congregation with my sister. But instead, she picked me up thinking that she could hold me and go get the diaper bag so that she could change me. On her way to go get the diaper bag, she said she felt something warm on her arm, but she thought it was the flannel quilt that was against her arm. And I can tell you right now that it wasn't the flannel quilt. She said some of the members of the congregation looked at her funny, and she was thinking that maybe her dress had ridden up in the back. As she got to my dad, she said my number two was dripping on his suit and onto the bench where he was sitting. She said, oh, I could have died when I looked down and saw it on my arm.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. My dad said, we'd better all go. So they grabbed my sister Jacqueline and the bag, and we all left really fast. My mom said that as they walked through the foyer, they noticed that my number two had dripped on the carpet and some other places. And she said, oh, what a chop to see that mess. When my mom was changing me, my sister Jacqueline was messing around, and before my mom knew it, my sister was saying, Ama, Ama, which was how she would say, Mama, Mama, to get my mom's attention. And my mom looked down and saw that my sister was sitting down in the toilet. So if my dripping number two wasn't bad enough, now my two-year-old sister is playing in the toilet.
Worst day ever.
I guess she thought, I can't let my baby brother upstage me.
Yeah, she was in her terrible twos. How dare you?
How dare me get that kind of spotlight?
Yep.
My mom said my sister's dress was soaked in the back. My number two was on my mom's leg and shoe.
Ew.
Then my mom said, to top it all off, she leaned against the sink and her dress got all wet in the back. So just, man, one bad experience after the next.
So then it looked like she, like, wet herself.
Yeah.
So she has poop on her.
Yeah, we're looking like some kind of strange, disgusting family at this point.
Oh, man.
You get some new hobbies.
Yeah, other than potty hobbies.
Mm-hmm. My mom writes, all in all, the whole time was a disaster, but I was so glad when it was time to go home. And she ends it by saying, Derek's going to hear all about this when he's older.
And now the whole world will hear about it.
Exactly. I remember first hearing about that when I was just a little guy, and hearing about it a few times since then. And my mom put it in my baby book so that I wouldn't forget it.
Yeah, you'll never live that one down. Well, your mom definitely deserved a nap that day after getting home.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I hope you all just took a nap.
I mean, it's a short time at church, but stuff like that makes for a long day.
It's not short when you have all that stuff happening.
Yeah. Sure, it was a long time at church and then a long time getting back home.
Yep.
But thanks, Mom and Dad, for dealing with all that chaos.
Okay, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you again to Sophie for writing in. And if anybody else would like to write in, you can always remain anonymous if you want to, or you can share your name with us. We have a write-in section on our website.
Embarrassingpodcast.com, two R's, two S's.
Or you can hit us up on any of our social medias, because we'd love to hear from you.
And we're always looking for more stories, so keep them coming. We hope you enjoyed this episode and look forward to sharing more stories with you next week.
Have fun.
Be safe.
And go create some stories that we can share.
Have a great week.